Over all the way to London now, where Narges Mobarlaghi is standing by at the Iranian consulate in London. Hi, Narges, what do you have for us this hour? Okay, do we have Narges?
Hi, Nazia. We're still here at the consulate in the Iranian consulate in London. And as we've just been hearing that the voting has been extended in Iran, so too has it been extended here. It was supposed to finish the polling at 6 o'clock local time. It's about 6:40 now. And we are now going to be seeing voting continue until 8 p.m. local time. As you can see behind me, still a steady flow of people coming in to vote. And of course, this polling booth in London, just one of 298 polling stations in 96 countries across five continents that are taking place outside of Iran, 850,000 ballots that have been sent outside of Iran for expats to vote. And it's been really an interesting day here in London. I do have to say, for most of the day, there's been queues around the block while people wait to vote. And let's remember that Friday is not a day off here in the UK, in Europe, North America. And people have really come out of their way to vote, coming in early just before they go to work on their lunch break, taking time off. We've spoken to young people who have voted for the first time. One came straight from work, another came straight from an exam. I spoke to one lady who'd come straight from jury duty, and others who have come from Edinburgh, Manchester, that we've spoken to, so right from around the country. And let's be frank, there was the questioning, wasn't there, from the media, from other quarters as well, if people were going to turn up outside of the country to vote this time round. And let's be frank that there's been certain media outlets that have been pushing for people not to turn out. But I have to say that there's been a spectrum of people that have turned up to cast their vote. Many of them speaking to me, some of them off camera because they wouldn't speak to Press TV, but still saying they've come to queue to vote. It was a vote for Iran, not just for the presidential election. And that's something I heard over and over again throughout the day. We've been here from about 7:30 in the morning. And I have been told now that there's well over 2,000 votes that have taken place up until the last hour at this polling booth. And as you can see, more people coming in. So I'm sure that number is going to rise. Voting can take place until 8 p.m. And I'm sure many people that were working until about 5:30 on a Friday will be happy to know that they can come down in the rush hour traffic and probably still have time to cast their vote before this polling booth, this polling station in the London consulate closes.
Now, Narges, have you been able to talk to them compared to the elections 4 years ago? Because what we're seeing, perhaps here in parts of Iran, is actually as many, if not more, people participating in certain parts of the country. What about there in London or in the UK in general?
Yeah, well, that's what I've been trying to gauge. And I guess I can't give an accurate assessment, actually, because as you know, in 2009, I was in Iran covering the election day there, which was very impressive. The first time I saw an election taking place in Iran. And similarly, it's the first time I'm seeing the election, presidential elections taking place here. Now, people have told me that there's much more people at the London consulate than there was the last presidential election. But I have to say, at the same time, there was three polling stations in London. So perhaps the increase here might be because those other stations are not there this time round.
Okay.
So I guess we'll have to wait for the figures. I don't want to give a wrong estimation. But as we've been seeing throughout Iran and you've been covering, certainly in some areas, we have been seeing what seems to be more of a turnout than last time. But let's admit it, 2009 was pretty impressive. 85%, the largest turnout. What we know is that there is going to be a large turnout.
All right.
And I think that that will in turn be a response, especially to the Western media. I mean,
okay,
we're here
Narges,
in
thank
the
you
UK.
So much.
We look at the UK media, the European media.
All right, Narges,
we
I'm not sure if you can hear me.
The drip, drip leading up to this presidential election.
All right, thank you so much, Narges Mobarlaghi, Press TV's correspondent in London. I think she had some audio difficulties.